Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
And top story, as always, is brought to you by Vodafone. Further together, I'm Blessed Sogar. And tonight, some members of the homosexual community in Ghana have broken the long silence and opened up to the international community about their safety following the passage of the Proper Sexual Human Rights and Family Values Bill 2021, passed by Parliament. The legislation, if assented to by President Akufo-Addo, will now criminalise same-sex activities with affiliates, advocates, and persons caught in the act, subject to a jail term of up to 3 years. Ghana in the last few hours has been the center of attraction, with many of the members in the international community warning of dire implications for the country. And we know that the United States government is one of them, one of the key donors of this country, says the economic growth of Ghana could be in jeopardy if the country proceeds with the enforcement of the latest law. Well, my colleague James Avegi has been looking through the documents and joins us with the details of what it is that the United States government has been saying about the latest passage of the law and possibly what the impact might be on the country. And James, let's get to it, because you've been looking at the statement. What's the crux of their concern?
Yeah, Blessed. So, spokesperson of the U.S. State Department, Matthew Miller, released a statement to the press indicating that a bill would also, quote, undermine Ghana's valuable public health, media, and civic spaces and Economy. It also added that international business coalitions have already stated that such discrimination in Ghana would harm businesses and economic growth in the country.
I see. And they've been instructive about that, going on and talking about how tolerant Ghana has been over the years and the perception, long-held perception, that this is a country that is, of course, leaning towards the path of democracy. However, now with the passage of the law, that will be inconsistent with whatever it is that Ghana has been long perceived to stand for. Well, in the last few hours, a lot has been unfolding as well, with some members of the LGBT community in Ghana themselves opening up about how they feel unsafe and may even want to leave the country, flee after the passage of the anti-LGBTQ law. Well, some of them have been speaking on the basis of anonymity to the British Broadcasting Corporation. These homosexuals say their lives are in danger. Listen.
Life was a bit better before this whole bill started. I lost my job because I was gay. My previous workplace, my madam had to sack me. She spoke to me and it was like, I should change from my ways. And then I was like, no. And she kept on coming back with a Bible. She also can't accept a gay person as a worker.
I feel like relocating from the country itself to any LGBT country, which is safe for me to live in.
For me personally, I've been attacked so many times by my family. After they got to know about my sexuality, yes, I had to leave them for a while.
I have to like count my steps, make sure I don't offend anyone. I have to live like a refugee in my own country.
Are you worried that somebody will report you to the police?
Very worried. I'm very, very worried about that. Anyone can snitch, even in my current neighborhood, anyone can do that to me.
I'm so scared, very, very scared, and I don't know my fate.
My life is at stake. It will be my end in Accra.
And of course, if you're listening to us on Top Story, the voices you just heard for the very first time, members of the LGBTQ community in Ghana speaking on the basis of anonymity to the British Broadcasting Corporation and opening up about how their lives are in danger now with the passage of the anti-LGBTQ law. Well, one of the constitutional bodies that deals with human rights is the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice. Fortunately, we've been joined by Joseph Wittau, who's Raj Boss, joining us on the telephone lines now. Good evening to you, sir, and many thanks for spending some time with us here on Top Story. Indeed, you're marking a day of significance, which has got to do with the protection of human rights as well for today. And we're just hearing from a minority grouping here in Ghana, which says a law being passed by this state puts them in danger. Listening to these individuals, what comes to mind, and personally, what reflections are you having now?
Yeah, thank you, Blessed. It's a pity that Ghana has gotten ourselves into this situation. We have all sent our signals indicating that Ghana is the beacon of democracy, pushing the human rights in Africa and even beyond. But all this stands unraveled with this bill. I must say that if Parliament hasn't done the people of Ghana any good with this bill. But what I can indicate to these unfortunate Ghanaians who feel that they will fall victim soon is that, yes, if one arm of government has failed them, they should still look forward to the possibility of the other two arms of government standing up for them. Fortunately, the president has a role to play in terms of this bill becoming law. And knowing who he is, given his human rights background, and the conjuncture in which Ghana finds itself, currently as a member of the Human Rights Council for the second time, and the timing of it, we all expect that the president should do something about his assent or rejection of this bill. So it's left to him and what he will do. But of course, we also have the bastion of human rights, which is the Supreme Court, or the courts in Ghana in general. including the Commission on Human Rights. At this stage, if the bill is assented to, I want to believe that it can be challenged in the Supreme Court because there are still issues of constitutionality. I know those who are the proponents of the bill are pushing the argument that, oh, what is the human rights in it? If the Human Rights Council, the head of the human rights body, that is Volker Turk, the Commissioner for Human Rights Global, has indicated that criminalizing same-sex consensual sex is something that we should never go into, and that it really, you know, flaws a lot of laws, we should know that there are human rights implications. Of course, they will not want us to think like that, but there are. As to the effects of this bill, if passed into law, in terms of the economic damage and all the things that will stand to negatively be impacted, you ask yourself, is this a price to pay at this conjuncture of our, you know, suffering in this country, that we add more to it?
Well, if you ask the proponents and sponsors of the bill in Parliament, they believe that we indeed need to protect the cultural values that we hold dear to us as a people, and nothing should be traded for that. You agree?
I have always said that, you know, if you have your values, others will have their values. So if you want to live in the international community, you can't trump other values over, you know, allow your values to trump over others. So you should be ready. Are we ready to really appreciate the effects? The signals are coming wide and thick. Blessed, you remember some time ago I spoke to you at some Ghana EU program.
Precisely.
And I raised it well over a year ago. I said, look, this thing that we're joking with, if we don't take time, it will boomerang in our faces. And the signals are coming. So is it worth the so-called values that we're thinking of in a globalized world? How are you going to hold pristine values? What are we talking about?
If you take a look at what the position of Parliament is now, it appears that they have unanimously passed the bill. And the threat yesterday from the sponsors of the bill is that if the President even fails to assent to this bill, they'll rally the constitutionally required two-thirds to push this through and to make it a law. Any intervention, possibly, that may come from Shraj?
I've been hearing that narrative. How many bills requiring two-thirds have passed? I'm talking about vote, not by acclamation. If you subject this bill to vote, I wonder whether you get to sit in that parliament, which has been browbeaten by so many proponents to the effect that if you don't go along with us, we will make sure that we campaign against you. If people are allowed to vote secretly, I doubt whether you get to sit.
In the meantime, I'm just wondering what you intend to do now as Shraj for, you know, some of these members of the sexual minority group that have gone to the international community, spoken to the BBC about how their lives are in danger. Are you open to receiving any form of petition from these groups, individuals who now feel threatened, and possibly what might be your ruling on that matter?
No, as I indicated, this bill is still inchoate. It's not a law. So nothing can be used, this bill cannot be used against anybody. There are still the processes to make it a law. And that is why I'm raising the challenge to the presidency to consider whether he shouldn't exercise his right of rejection on the basis of constitutionality and against human rights. If it makes it through him, that is if he also assents. I know there is a bunch of people who are ready to challenge the constitutionality of this bill before Parliament, before the Supreme Court. So it's early days yet. I would advise them they should hold on. Whilst all these things are working out, I have the confidence that somewhere along the line, something will give. Because, you see, we cannot just use, you know, principle of our cultural values and throw all of us under the bus. We need to be very careful as a people.
Well, Mr. Whittella, I'd want to plead with you to spare us a few more minutes. We've been joined by Sam George, who's also one of the proponents and sponsors of the bill in Parliament. And there's an appeal from you asking Parliament now to, you know, tread cautiously and to hold on at least with moving forward with the passage of this law. Sam George, you've heard from Commissioner Whittella appealing to your house and asking you that based on human rights concerns, you would have to, you know, hasten slowly on this matter. Would you change your mind on that?
Well, good evening to our listeners and good evening to Mr. Whittella. I've listened to about 5 minutes of your conversation with him, and I'm glad when you asked him the question of human rights. Mr. Whittella could not point out to you any portion of the Ghanaian Constitution. And Mr. Whittella has a job because of the Ghanaian Constitution. Strage is a creation of the Ghanaian Constitution, not any international constitution or international treaty. So he must bear in mind, so when he speaks in a manner that is even prejudicial before a matter could come to him, he will not be fit to sit on any matter involving this bill.
But he's asking a question that you weigh,
cost. If you allow him speak, allow me speak, please.
Right.
His position on this bill, from presenting memoranda against the bill all the way to public advocacy against the bill, makes him unfit to sit as Commissioner of Sharaj on any petition that will come there, because he's already prejudiced. One. Two, his argument on human rights on this network is that some international human rights person said that sexual preference is a human right. He didn't state what law that person used, and whether that law takes precedence over the constitution that created Strage that gave him a job. And will Mr. Whittella have the confidence to go and sit before his lovely mother or auntie and tell them that our Ghanaian customary values with which he was brought up are subservient to European values? Look,
but,
let
but
us
I
not
guess
allow
I'm
our education...
Yeah.
Make us stooges to cultural imperialism.
And to be fair, I mean, this is not, you know, this is a dispassionate conversation, I guess.
Just I'm having a very dispassionate conversation, Ivan. I'm thinking facts.
Yes. So let's get to it then, because his concerns are not out of a vacuum. You look at, for instance, the statement that was released today by the U.S. State Department pointing out possibly what the implications will be for our economy. They say there'll be a dire consequence for the economic growth of this country.
Absolutely.
You agree that Ghana is not an island.
Don't even proceed. You see, it is this cultural imperialism that persons in Ghana who ought to know better are falling for whatever consideration. It is absolute bullocks coming from the U.S. State Department. The U.S. State Department said just last 2 weeks, issued a statement that they would not intervene in the local affairs of states when they were being asked to intervene in Israel and stop the Israeli government from its actions in the Middle East. They said they could not intervene in the affairs of a sovereign state. Why? Is Ghana a colony of the United States? But when you have persons who should know better, acting as...
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Though they are still under colonial rule, you would empower persons in the U.S. State Department to have the effrontery to want to issue a statement when the sovereign parliament of Ghana has taken a decision. Why? When the U.S. Congress passed a law that made polygamy illegal, and Mr. Whittal and his opponents to our bill state what danger polygamy constitutes to humanity. But America is jailing people. Have they, as so-called human rights persons, spoken against that infringement? It is about Ghana being on the Human Rights Council. Is America not on the Human Rights Council? When was the last time Ghana carried out an execution of a human being? The U.S. carried out executions this year, of its citizens. And that is not a human rights violation. If we want to take a lecture in human rights, the last place we should be taking it from is the United States. They are the biggest abusers of human rights.
I get the point, but now you have...
So the U.S. State Department should mind its business. And Evans, let me just make one last point on the U.S. State Department. The said thing about Uganda. I don't know if you've seen the EIU, Economics Intelligence Unit, report for 2024 on African countries. Uganda's economy is poised to be the sixth fastest growing in Africa this year.
I get all
of
that.
Is America not doing business with countries in the Middle East?
I see. But the question now is about if you are doubting, of course, or a skeptic of globalization, that we're now seeing, you know, Ghanaians themselves coming out to speak, those of them that now say they are part of the LGBTQ sexual minority group in Ghana. The BBC has put out a video with some Ghanaians, I was just playing that, raising concerns about how now they are living in danger simply because of what you've done in Parliament. You're not concerned about a fellow Ghanaian who is gay?
These are a bunch of opportunists who are visa seekers. If the US and the UK and Europe think that they love them so much for their perversion. The U.S. ambassador said some of the best people she's ever met and professionals are gay people. They are free to take them away. We will not sell our cultural values. Look, Evan, and we should be critical as media persons. We need to be able to hold people to strict proof. The BBC may be carrying out their cultural imperialism agenda, but here in Ghana, how is it that a bill that was approved by Parliament yesterday has not even been transmitted to the president? How can that constitute a threat to people overnight? What evidence? Why? Does it mean anybody who just wakes up and makes claims will run with them? What evidence? Look, listen, this same individual...
George, are you doubting the existence of the sexual minority group in Ghana?
I am saying that there is no evidence of violence against anybody on the basis of this bill. When they appeared before the Committee of Parliament, the Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee, they made claims even to the effect that in court, they were being victimized. The committee chairman demanded that they should bring the name of the case, the title of the case, so that Parliament would investigate that matter. It's been 2 years. They've not been able to bring the name of the case because no such case exists. Even when you were employed or when anybody is employed in multimedia, when you go before HR and the interview panel, do they ask you your sexual orientation? Is it not your qualification that you are asked? So all this talk about being victimized in the workplace, they should show us evidence of it. And there's a Labor Act in Ghana that deals with such discrimination. So let us not entertain jokers, for want of a better phrase, jokers and visa seekers who want to latch on this and latch on the gullibility of cultural imperialists to claim that there's a problem in Ghana.
I see.
Those of us who hold our cultural values high will stay here in Ghana, fix our country and make it work.
Okay, and let's hear from Mr. Whittal, who's, of course, in the next 24 hours, your outfit will be, of course, celebrating... a day for no discrimination or zero discrimination, which will be marked tomorrow. Of course, you've issued a statement out already indicating that no person should be discriminated against and that you know, the state must take steps to protect the rights of all individuals. Listening to what Sam George is saying, it appears they do not have that patience to hasten slowly on this bill.
Well, unfortunately,
Sam George and his colleagues, the proponents, are easy. They easily attack people who have a contrary view. But let all opinions in a democracy be aired. The point is that the theories he has raised are not issues that we should, if you look at discrimination, you know why they can't come out? The evidence is Chairman was asking them to submit. How can they come out with evidence knowing very well that they'll be stigmatized, these are people who are living in shadow. How can they give the evidence and put themselves out there? Sometimes let's be realistic. I work with these people and I know the way they are suffering. So how do you say it's about our culture? Are they not Ghanaians too? They went somewhere and got this. You know that traditionally all over, since long before Sam George was born, there have been homosexuals in Ghana. This is part of our tradition. We can't just get up and throw them out and say, we don't need them, we need our culture. Your culture gave birth to these people. You need to protect them as well. Let's be careful. It's not about cultural imperialism. This is typical Ghanaian products. Let's be careful.
I'm just wondering what you intend to do if the president then gives his assent to this bill. Will you join civil society, which is now threatening that they may head to the Supreme Court over this matter? Are you willing to go that extent?
It's early days yet, but I can imagine that we will be close to joining such groups or even taking the lead.
And I'm grateful for spending some time with us tonight on Top Story. And that's Commissioner of Shranch, Joseph Wutal, sharing his views with us here. Sam George, any final words as we go? It appears that we've lost Sam George there, who's Ningo Pram Pram MP and also sponsor of the Proper Sexual Human Rights and Family Values Bill 2021, which is now being passed by Parliament. Well, the country, as we know, is awaiting President Akufo-Addo's position on this matter. His principal legal advisor and also the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Godfrey Eboadami, says he would not advise the President to assent to a law that violates the human rights of citizens. He's been speaking to my colleague, Kojo Yangsem.
I mean, I said that if indeed all those human rights concerns and all had not been addressed, why would the Attorney General advise the president should proceed to assent to a bill? Mm. I mean, the point must be established that the Attorney General is a protector of the public interest. Attorney General does not protect any private interest at all. My duty as the Attorney General in the Constitution is to ensure that bills are in conformity with the Constitution. And we have had instances where I have even challenged the process of passage of bills in Parliament. There was this Justice Abdullahi matter where the citizen actually challenge the process of passage taking of decision by Parliament. Yes, and I agree on it. My position was appealed by the Supreme Court. There's also a situation where I have, even on rare occasions, even had to express an opinion concurring with an action that has been pursued by a citizen. If I find that a law is in clear violation of the Constitution and a citizen has challenge the law, a duty is rest on me to state my opinion fairly, freely to the Supreme Court.
Well, so that's the position of the Attorney General and Minister for Justice, Godfrey Eboadami, on this matter. Well, some of the sponsors of the bill, aside Sam George, have been commenting on this matter, indicating that they are awaiting the President's position and also assent to this very bill that's been passed by Parliament. Listen to Ho West MP, Emmanuel Kwesi-Bedjo.
We are prepared. Since the inception of this bill, 2021, we've had so many oppositions from the likes of Odigajepo, Tetua Aminu, Akutuan Powell, and the rest who stood against this bill, including some advocates who think that this bill should not be passed. Thankfully, we passed it. In any case, we are prepared.
And that's Emmanuel Kwesi-Bedjo wrapping up Top Story here on Joy 99.7 FM and affiliates across the country. I'm Blessed Tugan. For more news, log on to myjoyonline.com. Next will be Newsnight.